Chala Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. In the previous Mishnayos, we established that if you have two batches of dough, each which lack the requisite quantity of flour, but they're min bamino, they're the same types of grain, as we defined in the previous Mishnayos, and the two doughs are attached in such a way that they are mitzaref, they're noshech, they butt into each other according to the Chum, or they're in the same container according to Blazer. So then they are mitzaref, they combine, and if the combined quantity of dough passes the threshold of 5/4 of a kav of flour, then the combined doughs will be obligated in taking challah. Here in our Mishnah Gimel, we're going to discuss the question of what happens if you have these two doughs and they are attached but through an intermediate piece of dough. So there's three pieces of dough. And the question is, what middle piece of dough could act as a bridge to connect the two other pieces? So the basic principle here is going to be that if the bridging dough is what we'll call a bar chiyuv challah, the kind of dough which could, under some circumstances, be eligible for being chayav in challah, then it could act as a bridge. And if it's not a bar chiyuv challah, if it's not the kind of dough that could ever be obligated in challah, then it won't act as an effective bridge to combine the doughs. So to be a bar chiyuv challah means that it really meets two requirements. First of all, it has to be from the chameshes min hadagan, from one of the five types of grain. And if it isn't, then it's just simply, since it could never be in itself obligated in challah, it won't act as a bridge. And second of all, it has to be the kind of grain that, for whatever reason, would be obligated in challah, as opposed to, let's say, if you have, say, we had truma, for example. Truma is exempt from, all truma flour is exempt from the challah requirement. So if the bridge were made of the same min, but the bridge is from a truma batch of dough, it could never act as a bridge to combine the two other batches of dough. So the Mishnah says inside, Shnei kabin, you have two batches of dough, and each batch by itself is of regular, let's say, wheat, and it would be obligated in challah, but the problem is each batch is less than the requisite amount. That's one kav, not 5/4 of a kav, and therefore each on its own is exempt from challah. But they're going to be attached now through an intermediate piece, the bridge, and the intermediate piece is, let's say, the kav orez, or kav truma be'emtza. The bridge in the middle is another batch of dough that's either orez, rice flour dough, or truma. Let's say it's also wheat flour, but this is truma wheat. So since both rice and truma are not bar chiyuv challah, they're not the kinds of doughs that could ever be chayv and challah, as I explained a minute ago, therefore, einan mitzarfin, the two other batches of regular wheat flour, the nerven challah taken from them, will also still be exempt, even though now they're part of this contiguous, let's say, you know, three kav batch of dough, which is, you know, the two ends are of the untithed wheat, and the one in the middle that connects the two other pieces are either rice flour or truma flour. On the other hand, if you have the middle bridge, the batch in the middle, is a davar shenitla chalaso be'emtza, it's something which has already been tithed, meaning it's had its truma, its challah taken from it already. So it was a regular batch of wheat, let's say, but the wheat has already been had its challah removed, and that being the case, it's now exempt from any further challah taking. Nevertheless, if it is in the middle, since that middle batch of dough that connects the other two untithed batches of dough which haven't had their challah taken from them, it can act as an effective bridge, since it's a bar chiyuv challah, it's a kind of species and type of grain that is subject to the challah requirements. And in fact, it was, just no longer is because it's been separated. That being the case, davar shnit lechalaso be'emtza, if the thing in the middle that acts as the bridge is a kind of dough which has already had its challah removed, but it is a bar chiyuv challah, then mitzdarfin, then it does combine shekvar neschayev b'challah, even though the challah had been removed from it now, at once upon a time it was obligated in challah because it's a bar chiyuv challah, so it can act as a bridge to connect the other two.